This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia ratchets up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
I'm Mike Rossi.
In an interview, Sergei Orlov, the deputy mayor of Mariupol, says that he does not trust Russian claims that humanitarian corridors will be opened for the besieged city.
Me personally, do not believe in any trust or any words from Russia, and I'm absolutely sure they are not going to take their word. It would be good if they would allow civil citizens to leave Azovstal territory or to leave the city, but they didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has offered what he said is a wholehearted apology for attending an illegal party during lockdown. Johnson said Tuesday that he did not knowingly break rules or mislead Parliament. He told lawmakers in the House of Commons that it simply did not occur to him that the gathering was a party. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal grand jury in Washington has indicted two men accused of impersonating federal agents. AP's Tim McGuire explains.
Two men who befriended Secret Service agents in an upscale apartment building in Washington, D.C., have been indicted on charges of false impersonation of a federal officer and possessing a large-capacity ammunition device. Arian Taherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Taherzadeh's lawyer says he just wanted to be friends with the agents and had no intention of compromising them. Ali's lawyer says he, too, was duped, believing he was working on behalf of the government. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Biden administration is restoring federal regulations that require rigorous environmental review of major infrastructure projects such as highways, pipelines, and oil wells, including likely impacts on climate change in nearby communities. The long-standing reviews were scaled back by the Trump administration in a bid to fast-track projects and create jobs. The White House says a rule finalized Tuesday will restore key provisions of the National Environmental Policy Act, a bedrock environmental law designed to ensure community safeguards during environmental reviews for a wide range of federal projects and decisions. The U.S. Justice Department says it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the nation's federal mask mandate on public transit unless the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention believes the requirement is still necessary. A judge in the state of Florida Monday ended a sweeping mandate which required face coverings on planes and trains and in transit hubs. The Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley said that the officials believe the federal mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given CDC to protect the public health. The CDC continues to assess public health conditions, and if the agency determines a mandate is necessary, the Justice Department will file an appeal. Recapping our top story, Russia has ratcheted up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.